A great example of being too serious comes from the writer C.W. Metcalfe. He considers himself a humorobicist, that is, someone who studies humor. He was a photojournalist, and one day he was sent on an assignment to the children's ward of the local cancer hospital. All of the children there were terminally ill, and he, in his own words, felt very stressed on arriving. He took the situation very seriously, and he was therefore quite struck when entering by the amount of laughter and joy that seemed to surround the patients. As he stood there observing the environment, a little girl pulled on his trouser leg and inquired of him, "Do you want to sit down? You don't look so good." The little girl, despite her terrible circumstances, was able to think of others, while Mr. Metcalfe, in his seriousness, was not. His life had lost all of the perspective he prided himself on, and he had become wrapped up in his own little world. Everything was serious. C.W. Metcalfe realized, then and there, that something had to change. This story goes to show that often we completely fail to see what is all around us until there's a very real possibility that it might not be there anymore. This change in approach was born out of a eureka moment for C.W. Remember the example of sitting upright in bed at 4 a.m. with the answer to the crossword clue? But it doesn't always happen this way. For some people, this realization that they are taking things far too seriously happens over a much longer period of time, as long as you realize that something somewhere must change. A good trick to remember is to be able to laugh at ourselves. We must realize that we are not the center of the universe, that everything doesn't revolve around us. The ability to laugh at ourselves and our circumstances gives us a much more balanced view of the world. And if we are therefore able to walk into the children's unit of the local cancer hospital and be as positive as the people within it, then we are well on our way to thinking positively about the world in which we live. And this is an important step when trying to reach your peak performance consistently. So let's take a look at peak performance in terms of goal setting. You start with one goal and you stay focused on the goal for at least 30 days. If after 30 days you're doing well and getting closer to the desired outcome, you can start with a second goal. The simple rule is don't set a lot of goals at the same time. You won't achieve any. The key to goal setting is staying focused. It's impossible to focus on many goals at the same time. So let's start with the most important one. But you know what your most important goal is? Do you know the area in which you want to improve your peak performance the most? Well, that's what we're going to do right now, to figure out what you really want. The easiest way to find out what you really want is to ask yourself, specifically. Ask your subconscious mind, the powerhouse of your intellect, to find out what you really want from life. And we'll use a brainstorming technique. Brainstorming is a little magical because it removes all the limits that you've set for yourself, while at the same time exposing the secret desires you've kept tucked away. Don't skip this step. You may think that you know what you want, but don't take a chance on limiting yourself. You'll be surprised. Ask yourself, what do I want to have, be, and do in my life? Write down every thought that comes to your mind about what you want in your life. Don't think about whether you can do these things or whether you can have them. Just write them out as fast as you can. Don't even think about the word realistic. Each idea that comes to you will bring out other things. This is a very important exercise because if you're focusing on peak performance in something, you need to make sure that it's showing up on that list. Otherwise, this can be an important clue as to why maybe you haven't reached your peak performance yet. Each idea that comes to you will bring out other things. Write every thought down, even if it sounds silly or outlandish. The silliest one may lead to the most important one. So I don't want you to stop until you've exhausted your imagination. Just let the thoughts flow and write them down without qualification. This will be the most important step you've ever taken to becoming the person you want to be in life. And you didn't think you'd get that out of this program, did you? Peak Performance Program helping you become the person you want to be in life. But that's important to understanding motivation. This is the point in your life that you can exercise your greatest power, the power of choice. The choice as to whether you want to live your life by accident or make it the way you want it to be. You'll have thoughts about what you want to look like, how much money you want to make, what kind of mate you want to find, and what your career will be. You'll think about what kind of family you want to have, and what things you want to have, where you want to live, and what kind of house you want. When you're all done, take a break. So go ahead and do that right now as I'm silent. Make that list. Okay, so what have you done? You've just taken the most important step that you've ever taken to finding out what it is you're all about. This is the point in your life that you can exercise your greatest power, the power of choice. I want you to take a break, stand and stretch. If you're not in a moving vehicle, you can do this. Go to the restroom if you need to, take a walk. Pause the recording if you have to. But when you come back, we're going to figure out what is the most important goal for you. You'll need to feel refreshed to take on this new challenge. So how do you find your most important wish? Well, take a look at your completed list. This is your first honest-to-goodness wish list. What we have to do now is find out which one wish is the most important for you. If you want to get the peak performance out of something, you need to make sure, first of all, it's on the list, second of all, that it's really that important to you. Look at the first two wishes on your wish list and ask yourself, if I could have one of these wishes, which one would it be? Choose the one that is more important to you and cross off the second one. Then compare your chosen wish with your third item. Answer that same question again, and then whichever one is less important to you, cross it off, and so on. Repeat this process until you have one wish list. This way of selecting your most desired wish may seem odd to you, but believe me, if you think that you know where your priorities are, the final result might surprise you. It might show you why maybe you're lacking some power in getting to your peak performance. At the end, you'll have one wish that you want to achieve the most. So again, you're just taking your first wish and comparing it to the second one, and you're comparing the winner of that to the next one, the winner of that to the next one. You're going through this elimination process to get down to one. Step two is to develop an intense desire to achieve your goal. Have you ever failed to achieve your goals? Do you know the single most important reason why you couldn't reach them? The answer is simple. Because you didn't have a strong enough desire. Some may argue with that, but I did have a strong enough desire and I still didn't get there. Sorry, but if you didn't reach your goal, your desire was just not strong enough. So what is this intense desire? It's what keeps people working late and gets them up early. The desire dominates conversation, thinking, and actions. Take a moment and think about the goal that you've set for yourself. How committed are you to achieving this goal? Under what conditions would you give it up? Now, what if you wanted it so badly that you knew with absolute certainty that you would absolutely, positively never give up? If you want something badly enough, then quitting is simply not an option. You find a way to make it happen, whatever it takes. So what is the intensity of your desire? And by the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, the thing we're talking about that makes the difference is passion, the passion that you bring to what you're doing. There's a simple technique that will allow you to intensify your desire. This is going to help you get to your peak performance in what you actually want to do. I want you now, as I'm silent, to list all of the benefits you'll experience from reaching your goal. Identify exactly why you want to achieve this goal. List all of the ways that you will personally benefit. The more you write, the more details will pop into your mind, and the stronger your desire will become. Once the list gets past 20 or 30 benefits, your goal becomes unstoppable. You'll move toward your goal like a guided missile to its target, and you'll enjoy the process because you'll be focused on the positive rewards instead of the difficult tasks. So do this now as I am silent. For the third and final step, I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to believe and understand that you can achieve your goal. If you don't believe you can reach your goal, you won't. If there's any doubt in your mind that you can achieve something, you don't give it your all. In fact, you may very well just set it aside. In order to fully achieve anything, you must believe it is possible at a cellular level. Every single cell of your body must be sure that you can make it happen. And there's one very simple technique that will evolve your belief in your abilities to help you accomplish your desired goal. Now, don't do this while operating a moving vehicle. In your mind, create your own movie theater. Imagine it now. Imagine the walls, the seats, the stage, the screen. Put yourself in the front row. Sit back, press the button, and start the movie. See yourself on the screen in vivid color, having already accomplished your goal, being able to consistently reach your peak performance. Watch yourself enjoying the benefits of having reached your goal. Try to add as many details as possible now. Add emotions to the movie. Bring your friends and family here. What are they saying? How do they feel? I want you to rewind it and play it again. Believing is seeing, and seeing is believing. Every time you want to feel a surge of motivation in your mind, slip into your own movie theater and just play it again. Now, if you need help with this, I invite you to visit myvisualization.com. At myvisualization.com, I coach you to finely tune your powers of visualization. But for right now, this will work. Use the theater that's in your mind. Use it to your advantage. All right, you've got a lot of information in your mind now. A lot of information that's come to you, a lot of information you've heard from me. There's a lot going on in your mind. Why don't we take a moment now? Make sure you're not driving during this. If you're driving, don't listen to this part. Do this part later. But if you're not driving, what I want you to do is close your eyes and let all those thoughts come to you, all those thoughts that are floating around in your head, let them come to you now. And I want you to start seeing them become organized. And I want you to start seeing them happening in your life. I want you to see them playing themselves out in your life somehow. All these ideas you have, I want you to find a place for them in your mind, whether in terms of a plan, or in terms of changing something about yourself immediately, or in terms of, it could even be a vacation you're thinking of taking. But those ideas that are coming to you now as a result of listening to this material, what I want you to do with them right now, I don't want you to write anything right now. I don't want you to overthink anything. I just want you to close your eyes, as long as you're not driving. I want you to close your eyes. And as I'm silent, just use your imagination and let your imagination run wild. See where these ideas will take you. Let these ideas float around in your mind as I'm silent and really let them play out. Just let them go wild in your mind. See where they take you. As I'm silent, do this now. you enjoy that? Now, probably what happened is initially when you closed your eyes, you thought of a bunch of random thoughts and they didn't make any sense. Maybe some things were coming in that really didn't fit there. Sometimes when I close my eyes, I see all kinds of interesting images that don't have anything to do with what I'm talking about or listening to. But hopefully, after a little while, those images kind of settled down and meaningful images started to show up. Like, aha, that business idea I had, or that vacation I had, or that person I need to tell something to, or something started to develop, or maybe a series of things. When you let your imagination run wild, you often come up with ideas that you will not access if you're beating your head against the wall, if you're trying to figure something out. That's not as effective, usually, as just letting your mind run wild, because eventually your mind is going to settle down and is going to start giving you information that you can actually use. So I hope you use this exercise not only in this program, but outside of it as well. All right, here we are at the end of the program. You have learned a lot of information. Now, not only have you learned what I have said, but you have learned what you have thought. Think about it. All of the things that I've said should have triggered ideas and thoughts in your mind. While those things were coming up, hopefully you were capturing them somehow. But if not, that's okay. We're going to take care of that right now. I want you to think about the entire program, everything I've said, and I want you to put down 5 points that relate to the program, either things that I said or things that came to you. 5 new points that you haven't written down yet that came to you during the course of listening to this program. Write them down. They could be things to do. They could be random thoughts. They could be thoughts about yourself, thoughts about others. It doesn't matter. Just 5 things that came to you while I was talking during this program. 5 points. Go ahead and write them down now as I'm silent. All right, you've got your 5 points now. Great. Now I want you to elaborate on them. Take point number one and fill it in. Write something about it. Write a game plan. If it's something you're going to do, if it's something about yourself, go ahead and elaborate on that. If it's something about somebody else, go ahead and elaborate on that. Whatever it is, fill it in. I don't want you just to have a word there or a couple words. I want you to explain what that idea was. Develop that idea so you can use it later. Do this now as I am silent for point number one. Good. Now the same thing for point number two. Develop it. Write something about it. Do this now. Good. Now, point number three. Go ahead and develop point number three. Bring it along. Develop point number three to the point in writing where you can look at it later and say, oh, that's what I was thinking about. That was my idea with point number three. So it's not just a word or a couple words. It's now going to be a definition or an explanation or a game plan for point number three. Do this now as I'm silent. All right, now take point number 4, and I want you to elaborate on that as well. Do this now as I'm silent. All right, last but not least, point number 5, the final point in this program. What really struck you? What came to you while you're listening to this program? Write something about point number 5. You've already got point number 5 written down. Now elaborate on it now as I am silent. All right, outstanding work. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding life.